Bannerbox Radio, the taste of a new generation.
Welcome back to Bannerbox Radio. This is episode 43, this, I guess, semi-fine at least, December the 22nd. I'm Thomas Towson. With me, as always, Dan Knight. Hello, Daniel the Knight-yul.
Yep.
I believe that is the Christian name that you were given.
Yes.
Daniel Knight-yul.
By the Christ.
Himself.
Right.
We are back again this week to do what we do, which is weird news and news that you probably haven't heard. Mm-hmm. And if you have, great.
Then you're a step ahead of everyone else.
Congratulations. This is, of course, episode 43, which is, you know, a completely insignificant number other than, I mean, 43 episodes. I mean, come on.
That's pretty good, right?
I mean... Yes.
Isn't there a movie?
Called 43 Episodes?
No.
With Jim Carrey?
Yes.
With Adam Sandler?
Adam Savage.
He plays Adam Savage from Mythbusters?
He plays Adam Sandler. Playing Jim Carrey. It's a completely terrible movie.
Wow. It sounds great. Oh, wait, there was one called 43. It's the one where they packed in all the actors, right? And it was terrible. Is that what that was?
New Year's Eve?
No. No, what was that movie? Was it just called... What was that movie? The one where they just had all the actors and actresses, but it was awful.
And it was just a number? The name of the movie?
I thought so.
I don't know. I think there is a... Well, there's a movie called, like... I don't know. Jim Carrey was in some movie, and it was a number. I don't know if it was 43.
Oh, do you mean like...
13?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. He played a serious role in it.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, we're rambling,
there is that.
And we haven't even started.
That's true.
So, here's what's going to happen.
In case you're unprivy.
Yeah, I'm going to lay it down for you, what we do. I already did that, and that is that we're going to give you weird news that you haven't heard, probably.
Yeah, you kind of already said that.
I already did that, but the next thing to do, if I were, you know, going down the checklist, it'd be to tell you, Daniel, and the listeners at home, what this fine day is.
What it means in our hearts.
It's a real important one.
Yeah,
it's one of the harder-hitting ones, actually. It's one of the ones that people are probably very familiar with. It's one that is celebrated... mostly in Europe. We have a version of it here, but they celebrate it pretty heavily there in Europe. And that, of course, the big monumental occasion is National Date Nut Bread Day. Celebrated across the nation and across the world. We take this moment to celebrate dates, nuts, and breads all put into one thing.
Oh. I thought you were, like, date nut. I thought, like, that was, like, one thing.
No,
like
it's date nut bread.
Oh.
Yeah.
And how would one celebrate that?
In really the only way you could celebrate it, by eating it?
Eating all of them together? Like a sandwich of them? Like
yeah.
You got your bread, and then you eat dates and nuts inside of it.
That's what it is. Yep.
Some sort of, like, weird, crude peanut butter and jelly, essentially. Yeah, that sounds like a delicious... No, that sounds...
It's just like banana bread kind of thing, but with dates and nuts.
Oh, right? Okay.
It's just like a bread kind of thing. Yeah, so it's fine. It is what it is, but it is a very important holiday. I don't think I'm forgetting any other occasions celebrated in Europe or other places in the world.
This is the big one. This is the one we've all been waiting for.
Yeah, it's pretty controversial, but we're not afraid of these hard-hitting hitting pieces here.
Speaking of banana bread.
Oh, my God.
Have you heard?
Had me at bread.
You don't like bananas, though. You're not
I
big
don't,
bananas,
but
though.
I love banana bread.
I do, too. And the sad thing is I'm reading about this fungus that's destroying the Cavendish banana, which is the banana we all know and love.
Yeah.
Some more than others. But apparently the Cavendish is a bland banana in relation to, there was an older variation, a much better one that everybody in like the 70s, I think, was eating, that was like way more tasty and sweeter and better in all ways.
Did it still have the terrible texture? God, I hate that.
I don't know. It may have been slightly different.
I like banana flavor for the most part, but I cannot get past the gross texture of just eating a banana.
Yeah.
It just, ugh, it feels terrible.
It's like, yeah, I can understand that.
It's like somehow rotten, squishy, but also dry and like abrasive to your teeth.
Mm.
Like eating a rotten sponge.
A rotten sponge
mm-hmm.
that you can slice up and put in a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, ooh, I do like that.
That is pretty tasty.
Yeah, I like that.
But apparently, yeah, this fungus killed the older, better versions of these bananas, and now we have the Cavendish, which sounds boring already.
Yeah, it sounds like it'd be really snobby, and then it has a lot to say about wine.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happens when I peel my Cavendish.
You're having me with a red?
Oh, perhaps a Riesling would pair nicely. But anyway, yeah, a little off topic. But so basically what I'm saying is this fungus is destroying what the mediocre bananas are. It's apparently this epidemic. So eat as much banana bread as you can in the near future, because you may not be having banana
bread. That's just good advice.
Yeah.
Eating banana bread is just a good advice.
Yeah, it is.
So I wholeheartedly promote that.
Now, let me ask you this important question.
Okay.
Do you take your banana bread with or without nuts?
Either way, but I think I prefer it with nuts.
Give it a little more, bit more, texture?
Oof. Yeah, 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 some texture. I like it.
Unlike
fudge.
You don't like fudge with nuts in it? Or do
I
you?
Prefer fudge without nuts.
Wow.
Now... Yeah. I'm going to look like a real fool if at the beginning of this, when we, you know, first few episodes, I was on the nut side, because I don't remember anymore. But yeah. As of right now, I'm kind of feeling nutless.
Yeah, you are.
That's not what I want to say.
Well, anyway,
today is the day to celebrate date nut bread and do that, I guess, or something. Whatever, who cares? Dan.
What a strong comment.
Let's start this week by doing what we do.
All right.
And that is go.
Well, in China.
Oh, great.
There is a zoo.
Is there?
Yeah.
Huh.
And at this zoo, there is a tiger enclosure.
Is this a children's book? Are you just reading us passages from a children's book?
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I gotta flip the page here.
Oh, wow, that's some great Foley work.
Above this tiger enclosure is a chairlift.
And above the chairlift...
No, within the chairlift is a 40-year-old man.
Oh!
This man clearly has a conundrum. He is overcome with excitement at the situation he's found himself in.
Uh-huh.
So, like any rational human being, he decides to try and attempt a somersault out of the chairlift and into the tiger den below.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds, yeah.
I believe there's probably a sign on the chairlift that says, please do a somersault into the tiger enclosure.
At this point, please this do a somersault. Jump out.
There are actually videos online showing the brilliant attempt at daredevilry. Unfortunately, his joviality was cut short after an employee distracted the tiger to another part of the enclosure and was able to pull the intelligence-devoid individual out of the net he had fallen into.
What a pleasant way to call that man an idiot.
It's a light blow for what he deserves. Last year, a man died after being mauled while entering into a white tiger enclosure in India, and another smart person named Jacqueline Ide drunkenly broke into a zoo and started petting a tiger, and it gave her severe injuries to her left hand. And that was a few months back, I believe,
in America. What possesses someone to decide? I don't really understand this. So you're saying they got too excited and they jumped into the pen.
This guy did, yeah. Specifically, yeah. But
why though?
He said he was overcome with excitement.
But what does that mean?
I think it means he really wanted to die.
I mean, I don't.
The excitement was too much for him to bear, and he needed to end it.
Yeah. Okay, I get that. But I feel, okay, I don't really know what I want to say here other than this makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. It is laughable at best.
Yeah.
I don't understand his motives. I don't know, but here's the thing. Like, I've never been in his situation. I've never been, quote-unquote, overcome with excitement.
Oh, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
And what do you normally do in that situation?
Well, normally I do a somersault off of a chairlift into a tiger pen. So I guess it's not that ridiculous.
Yeah, you really shouldn't have any sort of problem with what he did then.
But, you know, that's my thing. So I feel
I thought that was just, this guy's obviously copying you.
Or is this just everybody's thing? What do you do when you get too excited? Have you ever been too excited?
No, I see. That's the thing. It's never happened to me before.
Oh, my God. What if this is just what you do?
Maybe this is how I am. Maybe I don't have excitement. I don't have that gland that produces excitement. I don't know what that's called. I think it's...
The excitement gland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the gallbladder. Yeah.
That's the one. They remove that sometimes.
It makes the gall.
It gives you gall. Yeah.
Which, yes. I don't know. Anyway,
let's stick to that general area of the world and keep with animals. Why don't we?
Okay.
I'm going to sound really ignorant, actually, because...
it's not that area of the world?
It's, yeah.
Or related to animals?
Well, it's animals. And also, you know, we just listen. Quit your naysaying. A Thai man...
Okay.
From Thailand... faces up to 37 years in prison.
Wow.
For what do you think he did? What might he have done that is... Don't look.
Oh, I can't see.
Don't you dare look.
I'm blind.
Why would a Thai man be sent to prison for 37 years?
Because he...
I'm gonna give you three shots.
There's an animal involved in this?
There is somewhere an animal involved, yes.
But your segues sometimes don't ever make sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so he kicked a dog.
Oh, wait. Yes, okay, so we got dog. Dog's good. But what? He didn't kick the dog. What did he do? Can we just tell you?
He bit it.
No, he didn't. What he did is he mocked the king's dog over social media.
Oh, you don't do that.
An apparent violation of Thailand's stringent laws against insults aimed at the country's monarchy. And their dogs, I guess.
So the dog counts as
royalty? Well, it's certainly more important than the peasants.
The dog can't even understand this insult,
though. Oh, that's what you think.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This is no normal dog, okay? Authorities arrested factory worker Thanakorn...
Thanakorn?
That's how it's spelled. Thanakorn Sirapaiboon.
All right.
I think I'm keeping to the correct dialect there, the correct pronunciation.
Oh, it sounds it.
So Thanakorn Sirapaiboon at his home in suburban Bangkok last week and charged him with writing a sarcastic internet post about Chung Deng, the dog owned by King Bhumibol Adulyadej. I'm pronouncing all this correctly.
Yeah.
As well as with sedition and insulting the king. He was charged on all those three things.
Mm.
The Thai military, which seized control of the country in a coup last year, did not specify the exact insult Thanakorn used. Yeah, so there's that.
They didn't even know what he said?
No, well, they're not telling anybody. They're not telling. Yeah. Because that's how it works. Chung Deng, the dog, it means copper, by the way. Copper. Is beloved in Thailand. It's kind of a big deal. It's the king's dog.
Yeah.
Last week, the number two film in Thai box offices was Kun Tai Dung, The Inspirations, an animated picture inspired by a book King Bhumibol, the king, wrote in 2002 about his pet. The number two movie in Thai box offices is an animated.
Is about this dog?
It's about this dog, yeah. They don't mess around. This dog is no laughing matter.
Is it actually like the character in the movie is Copper?
Yeah.
This dog?
Yeah. It's called Kyun Tung Deng, The Inspirations.
So I'm wondering, is if this guy his insult was more directed towards the film, like it was poorly written. Maybe. Or the character wasn't believable enough or something like that.
Well, either way, he's blackbagged. So there you go.
30, what did you say, 30?
37 years in prison.
Wow. That is ridiculous.
This is a world we live in where this can happen.
Yeah.
We are fortunate to live where we live.
In America, people actively mock the president.
Yeah, and we don't go to jail for it.
No.
This isn't uncommon, though, this sort of thing happening. In December, two Thai students in their 20s pleaded guilty to insulting the monarchy after staging a play about a fictitious king. So just because it had a king in it, and they were insulting it, it was implied that it was about the current king, and they were charged and arrested.
Is this the same king? Or when was this?
Yeah. This was last December, last year.
So it's the same king. Sounds like this king has a real self-esteem problem.
Yeah,
and he just doesn't want anybody being icky at him.
Sticky icky. Yeah, he doesn't want that fat sticky icky.
He doesn't want it.
So there you go. Don't go to Thailand and insult the king's dog, because you go to jail.
Yeah.
That's about.
That's good information to know, because I was recently looking to travel there, and that was going to be the first thing on my checklist.
Actually. Yeah, insult the king's dog.
Yeah.
Check.
And mate.
Put the clothes in the drawers in the hotel room. Check two.
That's two. Yeah. Before checking into the hotel.
That's correct. You do that, and then you're presumptuously going down and saying, well, I'm already unpacked, so give me a room.
How did you get into a room?
Okay, so next.
A man's mother is calling for her son to divorce her hussy of a wife.
Uh-oh.
The reason is that she was caught kissing a camel.
No way.
Jose. That, by the way, is not the name of the camel.
Oh.
Obviously, this implies that she was enamored with the animal and was planning on taking it out on a nice date.
Well, at least she... Well, I would imagine. Courteous.
Yeah, I'm imagining that's what she wanted. Her mother-in-law was not happy about this turn of events. She says the kiss that the woman gave to the camel violates religious and social conventions. This, in turn, caused a mass family dispute.
This is a big deal. It's a real real hot ticket item.
You don't go kissing camels. You don't know.
Nope, you sure don't.
You don't know where that camel's been. The woman says the kiss was innocent, and that the mother-in-law is using it as ammunition to separate the two of them because she has yet to bear grandchildren for this woman.
Which is unforgivable.
Yeah. So why don't we just call a spade and say, you didn't give me extra children plus ones, and get out of here. The man, at least, is being sensible and has refused the wishes of his mom. Maybe he's just looking to see how things pan out with this camel. I don't know.
Well, you know, you got to play your cards, right? She's got to keep her options open just in case.
The lady?
Yeah. Yeah. She's got to have, you know, a little camel on the side, if you know what I mean.
Don't we all?
Don't we?
Gross. She has since stopped living with the husband.
She's gone to live with the camel.
Yeah.
It can provide
at the camel's house.
Yep.
And she's waiting for all of this to blow over. And she says if she's going to live with her husband again, the mother-in-law can't be living with them. Mm-hmm. So apparently, this is like a weird sitcom kind of situation where mother-in-law is living with the two. And
yeah,
she's
weird.
Obviously not a big fan.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably just a cultural difference. I mean, it might not be all that weird.
It may not be. Kissing camels is a little...
No, that's normal.
It's definitely...
She's just trying to get to that camel's tobacco money. She's just a gold digger.
Yeah.
A camel digger.
That's right. I've heard that term before.
Have you?
No. This is new. This is all new.
All righty. Here's a guy... I got a good one for you here. Christopher Masters, he's 33 years old, just in case you wanted to know. It really puts...
How old?
33. Was arrested after a manager at a Spencer's gift store, you know, that store that...
Is in every mall.
Yeah, that you try to pretend like it doesn't exist, and you before you go in, you look around to make sure no one you know is seeing you go in.
Past the blacklight posters and the...
Yep.
Yeah. all the weed paraphernalia.
Everyone listening to me knows exactly the feeling.
Yeah.
You got to look over your shoulder, make sure no one you know is watching, and then you go in, and you're like, ah, why did I do this? It's gross.
I feel 20 years older.
He was arrested after a manager at a Spencer's gift store in Vero Beach, Florida, reported seeing him stick two sex toys down his shorts. Now, kids at home, this is going to get a little saucy. So hold on. Hold on to your trousers.
Your shorts.
Both typically used for... The sex toys were described as an Aroused. That's the brand. Z'D. Aroused. Screw butt plug.
Oh,
and
man.
An Aroused stroker can.
A stroker can?
Yeah, I think it's like a sleeve, one of those sleeves.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Both typically used, here's a naughty word, for masturbation.
Oh, and you just drag it out like that.
The cost of both of these products that he was caught stealing
mm-hmm.
is $29.98.
Of both of them?
Yeah, that was
combined?
It. Combined. It was only $29.98. You don't go to Spencer's to get your high-quality masturbatory aids.
That's true.
With brand names like Aroused.
Yeah. I usually go there for the all of the...
The queso dip. Yeah. God, it's so good.
I love queso dip. I just had some today. It's still on my shirt, I think.
Mm, delicious.
I was saving it for later. Yeah. No, I go there for all the Bachelorette stuff.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a guilty pleasure of mine. Anytime I'm in the mall, I got to stop out and get, you know...
My girlfriends would love this.
They would love it. And then I realize I don't have any, and I just have this pile of it in my closet.
A giant pile of dick gummy bears and dick ice cube trays and giant dildos.
I am getting tired of explaining that to house guests.
The dick chairs and the dick hacky sacks are just adding up.
It's creative, at least, to what they put it on everything.
Dick Christmas lights. You can't have enough.
I mean, it's sitting on the tree right now.
How many times can I say dick before it's not PG-13 anymore?
I think you've crossed it already.
All right, good. The security staff told police that Masters supposedly admitted that he had enough money to pay for them, but he was too embarrassed to pay for them because they were sex toys. We've all been there, right?
Yeah.
You go into the mall and you're like, I need a butt plug really badly, but then it costs money and someone's going to have to watch me get it, and it's Aroused brand.
You know, I could have sworn that's what the miracle of the internet is for now.
I know. If only such a place existed where you could go online and purchase something, have it delivered to your door without anyone knowing.
Yeah, if only.
God, someone should get on that.
Yeah.
So, where was I? Masters was arrested and taken into the Indian River County Jail and charged with one misdemeanor shoplifting count. Masters was released shortly after midnight after posting a $500 bond, which, by the way, was about $470.02 more than the cost of the sex toys he was allegedly too embarrassed to purchase.
Turns out you really should have just paid it.
Should have just bought them, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't care.
You should have done it with conviction, like, yeah, you know what I'm doing, Layden.
Yeah. Let me tell you a secret.
Write my number down on this receipt.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to tell you a secret. If you're buying sex toys or whatever you're going to do mm-hmm. at a sex shop, no one cares. They literally see it all day.
Yeah.
All day. And also, here's another fun fact. Everyone else in the store is doing the similar thing.
Well, it's Spencer's, though, so they're not
but here's
exclusively.
The thing. Here's the thing. With Spencer's, you can just be like, oh, it's a gag gift. It's going to be funny. It's going to be a butt plug and a jerk tube.
I hate my friend.
Oh, so funny. There's no way this is embarrassing. Just do it. Just be, you know, just own up to it. You be you, man.
I remember buying when my, I turned 18 before some of my friends, and as a joke... back when they were still relevant, I bought a magazine, one of those adult-related magazines.
Oh, yeah.
That either, I think it specialized in rotund women or elderly women.
Ooh,
one of the
or
two.
Or both.
Or both. Rotund elderly women.
Mm, that's
which is,
my fetish.
That's a niche right there.
Uh-huh.
And bought like a couple of those and gave it to my friend. I mean, those, you can't go wrong with those.
Oh, you can't. It's really, it's a classy, top, highbrow gift.
It tells your friend, hey, I care very little over you.
So there you go. I like to try to have a moral at the end of each story, and that is just, you know, just be you. Just own up to you. All right? Don't be embarrassed. Exactly. You do you. Even when you're literally doing you, in this case.
Yeah.
But there you go.
I'm sure this stuff was confiscated, and he didn't even get it in the end, so.
What a sad, sad story.
Things could have gone so right for you that night if you had just abided by the law. Instead, you did not.
And okay.
Things are sad. Anyway, I want to take things up a notch, a little more jovial.
Oh, I'm ready.
Employees at a local KFC in Alfreton, England, were in for a surprise when they were visited by Saint Nicholas.
What?
What a lovely... You know, what a lovely day for them.
Wow.
He decidedly chose not to enter the building by way of chimney, but instead by way of drive-through window. Probably due to the building not having a chimney in the first place.
Well, you went in through the window?
Crawled in through the drive-through window.
Nice, all right.
Aside from his unorthodox entrance, Santa did not come to give, but rather to take.
I love how you've written this.
Instead of a sack on his back, he wielded a large knife and demanded cash.
My God. It was a cold Christmas morning and Santa visited us, but he was not there to give, but to take. He brandished a large knife and threatened my mother.
He demanded cash from the employees working there. Could this be the work of the helicopter Santa thief? Striking again?
Oh, no!
They never did catch him. After demanding access to the safe on the premises, he left with a large quantity of money.
And he got away scot-free.
Yeah.
Wow. Who is Scott, and why does he get away free?
I don't know. We should ask Scott.
That's not a... Wait a minute. That's not a racial slur, is it?
Getting away scot-free?
Yeah.
Like a Scottish insult?
Yeah. I'm just thinking about it. Like, because where would that have originated? You know, like, gypped. We're not even going to go that far. But, you know, like. Yeah.
That's another one.
You've been gypped. Like, that's a racial.
Against gypsies.
Yeah. Oh, what if this. What if I've been saying scot-free my whole life and it's rude?
I don't know. You should ask Siri.
I don't have Siri, but I do have Google.
What is Google's Siri?
It's just called Google. Okay, Google. Where does the phrase scot-free come from? This is live news right here on the air.
We're going to find out together.
The word Scot has nothing to do with Scotland or Scotsman. Scot is believed to be a word of old Germanic origin that is related to the word shot and shoot. There you go.
So we didn't get shot.
Yeah, exactly. Avoiding being shot. So there you go. You learned something on the air here.
That you can say it all you want, and it doesn't insult the Scottish heritage.
There you go.
Quote, he was wearing a red hat, red jacket, and a black top, the spokesman, Derbyshire police spokesman said. He also had red trousers with a Santa theme and black trainers on.
Oh, Santa theme.
Santa theme.
He's a high fashion Santa. He's got that theme, that thick Santa theme going.
Yeah. He's it was also noted that nobody was hurt during the incident, so...
That's good. At least no one got hurt.
Santa did no stabbings that day.
That's great.
But he was there to take.
Not to give.
Not to give. Not
it was
day.
The worst Christmas present. I just wanted my chickums, and he came here and took.
He took it.
He took... Not only did he take the money, he took my innocence.
Which was in a bucket of KFC.
All right, let's wrap it up this week with one more, which might be one of my favorite articles in a long time.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love this. Okay, a supermarket worker claims she is the world's biggest Justin Bieber fan.
Oh no.
And sleeps with a life-size cardboard cutout of the Canadian pop star. Oh, but there's so much more. That is just the tiniest little taste. Gabrielle Newton Bieber 22 legally changed her name to his so she could pretend they were married.
Oh, God.
In the last 6 years, she's picked 5 Bieber-related tattoos, including one just under her breast. That's a rude
That's
word.
That's saucy.
She even hopes her dedication to the pop idol will persuade him to have children with her.
Oh no.
She also owns every record, DVD, perfume, nail polish, and makeup the star has ever put his name to, has a wardrobe full of Bieber clothes, and her walls are plastered with posters of his face.
This is not turning out well.
Quote, "Even my boss calls me Justin now," she says.
What?
"I always call Justin my husband when I talk to people. Quote, I say, I've got to go. My husband is just on the TV. They find it a bit weird because we're not really married."
Yeah.
"If only we were. Just maybe one day," she says. Gabrielle, who has never had a boyfriend, swears the only man who will make her happy is Justin. Or, failing that, a long-lost twin or a really good look-alike.
This is not... that's so uncomfortable.
She admitted to sleeping with a cardboard cutout of Bieber that she won in a competition when she was 16. It's been a while. She's been doing this for a while.
She's how old now?
22.
Oh.
"Sometimes I will sometimes I will talk to him and ask him to move if he is in the way, but I haven't had dinner with him or anything like that yet. Perhaps I will bring him down so we can have Christmas dinner with us this year.
With us?
Yeah, her and her mom. She lives with her mother, who actually paid for her name change.
You are enabling dementia, yeah, is what you're doing.
I feel a little bad putting this article down because we're making fun of clearly a mentally unstable person. However, this is the biggest case of Belieber fever I've ever seen in my life.
This is... Wow!
Yeah, she's covered in tattoos of Bieber. She's got Bieber clothes, Bieber posters.
Now, when perfume. You say Bieber... Bieber.
No, not Bieber.
Bieber clothes. Bieber clothes. These are clothes that he has worn?
No. Just clothes with pictures of him on it.
Clothes with him on it?
Yeah. Clothes, like a t-shirt with a picture of him on it and stuff. And
for some reason, I was imagining like a denim jacket with Bieber like patches on it or something.
No.
Weird.
Like, you know, like bright purple t-shirts with his face, like Disney Channel style t-shirts and stuff. You know,
I totally see that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's scary. I saw a picture of her. She seems crazy. She's got the 1,000-yard stare.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. She looks like she's been to war with those eyes.
That's exactly what I remember when I spoke to Justin Bieber. That's exactly the kind of lady he's looking for. So,
well, you know, he's looking to just make children at this point. So
yeah,
you know, that's what she wants. She just wants to have him to have his her
seed.
Children. Yeah,
she wants to bear
all the way
his,
around.
His...
She wants to have his children.
Yeah,
she doesn't want him to have her children.
Maybe who knows?
Mean, that's some weird stuff right there.
Yeah, is it?
But
I mean, because the rest of this article isn't.
Yeah. I mean, I know that I also sleep with a giant Justin Bieber cardboard cutout, but that's the normal part. That's fine. The rest
that's
is weird, though, right?
Taking him downstairs for Christmas dinner, that's the line, and you've crossed it.
Well, I mean, unless he gets, like, really hungry, though. If he's, like, too hungry, then yeah, you gotta feed him.
Yeah.
You know, just put the applesauce.
Just cut a little cutout around his mouth, and you put, like, a bag in the back. And, oh, he's so good. Feed him. You want some yogurt?
And on that delightful final note...
Gotta make some bam-bams, Bieber? Bieber bam-bams?
We're gonna wrap it up for the week. Gross. Gross. Goodness gracious, folks. It's that time where I ramble on and wrap up the show. But it has been an absolute pleasure. An absolute pleasure. Mm. And... Mm-hmm. I'm just going to tell you some folks, subscribe.
Oh, really?
Great, nailed it. You can find us on our website at BannerBoxRadio.com, where you can send us feedback and ideas. You can also find the show on iTunes and all the places you get podcasts. We're pretty much in all of them. You can email us directly at bbr@bannerboxradio.com with articles you find interesting each week, or, you know, just say hello. As always, folks, we thank you so much for your continued support. And that's all for this week.
And remember, in South Africa, parents tell their kids a cautionary tale about a boy who eats Santa's cookies and is murdered by his grandmother as a result, and their ghosts haunt houses during Christmas time.
Thanks for joining us.